Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Mindset and Motivation Monday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian LoFermento. We're going to be talking about something that is quite important when it comes to momentum. We always talk about momentum in a positive light, but today's episode, we're going to focus on how to make sure that you don't bring negative momentum into your future. I'm excited about this one. Let's dive in. Crazy to me is last Monday's episode was episode number 400. Holy cow. It kind of came and went without me even paying that much attention to it because it all just starts to become a little bit normal. I remember I used to always make sure I've got these huge milestone episodes lined up on the hundreds, but I'll be honest with you, 400, I intentionally just kind of glossed over because I have a real big dedication this year to just never missing an episode, and these are going to come thick and fast over the course of 2021. But the reason I bring up last Monday's episode was because I talked about a personality trait that you can start practicing that will make your life and entrepreneurial journey happier and more enjoyable. And that personality trait that I invited you to start practicing is giving people the benefit of the doubt. And we're going to add on to that in today's episode because I think there's one thing that humans tend to do. This isn't even really specifically an entrepreneurial trait today. This is something that we do as humans that unfortunately we bring into our businesses, we bring into our entrepreneurial journeys. And when we do this in the world of entrepreneurship, it is particularly costly. And that's the fun thing for me about talking about these life things in these Mindset and Motivation Monday episodes is that when you apply negative life attributes into entrepreneurship, it costs you money, quite tangibly. It literally costs us money as entrepreneurs. So I think the great thing about being an entrepreneur is that the better you become as a person to others and to yourself, the better you become as an entrepreneur. And that's why today I want to talk about how to leave some negative momentum in your past so that it doesn't affect your future. Because let's face it, sometimes we as humans, we like to hold on to things. We like to hold on to the fact that, that jerk this morning cut me off in traffic, or that horrible person in the coffee shop knocked over my coffee and they didn't pay any attention to it. Whatever it is, we like to hold on to those things. And that's why I've seen that quote where it's like, if you had $86,400 in your pocket and someone took $5, would you let it ruin your entire mood? And then they equate that to seconds in a day. And they say, if you've got 86,400 seconds in a day and someone ruins 10 seconds of your day, should you let it ruin the entire 86,300, whatever? Do the math. I don't even know if that's the right number that I'm pulling out of thin air. But if it is, I don't know how I remember 86,400. Hopefully that's the right number. But anyway, so the point is that you shouldn't let one dude who cut you off in traffic, don't let that ruin your whole day. But here's the funny thing about us fickle humans is we tend to do that. We tend to hold on to those things. And the reason why we're talking about this in today's episode is because the trait that I invite you to adopt, the habit that I want you to start practicing, because traits start out as habits and then they just naturally become a trait of ours, is don't project your past experiences into present situations. So for example, let's just keep on picking on that random traffic example. I have no clue why I use that as an example. I never sit in traffic anymore. It's one of the perks of being an entrepreneur is I pretty much am never on the roads during rush hour. But let's use that weird example here. So don't project past experiences into present situations. Imagine if let's say a truck cut you off this morning, and they were truly just being a jerk. Now, in the afternoon, there's a truck that clearly is trying to get into your lane, so frantically trying to get into your lane, and you say, not another truck trying to get in my lane. Here's the thing, you are projecting this morning's truck, this past situation onto your current situation and what you're doing. Who knows? Maybe that person is rushing to get to the hospital. Maybe their wife is pregnant. Maybe they are going to an accident of a loved one. You have no clue what the reason is. And the point is, you can't know. You don't have to know. Don't project what happened this morning. Even if the person this morning flipped you off and is clearly a jerk, you know that they cut you off for no reason other than the fact that they're a jerk. Don't project that onto your present situation. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, Brian, how the heck is this scenario going to present itself in my business and in my entrepreneurial journey? Here's how. Because things will happen to you in your entrepreneurial journey. People will not respond to your phone calls. People will not pay you on time. People will not adhere to certain agreements that you've made with them. And those things happen. And if they haven't happened, they will happen. And if they have happened, they will happen again. And I think it's so important as entrepreneurs to recognize, hey, the things that have happened before, I don't need to project those into my present situation. And I've been on both sides of the table here. I've been guilty of doing this before, and I've also been on the other side of the table where I can see that someone else is doing this to me. As an example, there are some really good contractors that I have talked to before that I've considered hiring, and they have been burned before, and they've made it clear in no uncertain terms that they've been burned before. And as a result of that, they're quite harsh in their communication, and they'll say things like, I demand full payment upfront before we even talk about the scope of the project. And for me as a potential client of theirs, I'm not going to do that because that doesn't work in my best interest. That's not a successful, trusting relationship between a customer and a client. And so when I ask them, like, hey, come on, I'm more than happy to pay 50% upfront, which is pretty customary. I'm more than happy to do that. Let's talk about the scope of the project. And they say, no, I've been burned before. Well, they are projecting past experiences into present situations. I am not the client that they had before. I am not the person who burned them before, but I am now being forced to pay for all of those prior experiences. And it's something we all do. I remember back in 2012, I once had a client that they just weren't reliable. The project went way over schedule. They were way behind on payments. They didn't pay the full amount. They were a complete disaster. And as a result of that, I took that disaster into my next few engagements. And I made people sign these BS contracts, and I had overly enthusiastic, we'll call it, communication patterns with them because I didn't want what happened before to happen again. I was holding that with me. But the reality is, successful relationships, customer-client relationships, in fact, you could project this way beyond business. Successful relationships in general rely on trust, rely on clear communication, and rely on this hugely important trait, this hugely important habit that we're talking about today, which is do not project your past experiences into present situations. If you hold the negative momentum of experiences that have happened to you in the past and you bring them with you into current situations or future situations, then you are continuing that wave of negative momentum, of negative energy, and just of negativity as a whole. It's going to show in the way that you interact with potential customers and clients. It's going to show in the way that you interact with your existing customers. I mean, I can tell when I email a company, let's say, now this hasn't happened to me because I'm actually, when it comes to me as a customer, I'm a pretty low needs customer overall. For example, Spirit Airlines, you guys owe me like $200 from some prior canceled flights. I haven't even followed up with them just yet. I'll get around to it one day. But the point is, so I haven't had this experience, but the point is, let's say that there's a company out there that they've had a couple people, one or two people, kind of be skeezy about their refund policy in the past. And if someone emails them a question, if they are doing what I'm talking about in today's episode, they're projecting past experiences into present situations, then they might respond to your emails differently to their customers' emails differently. They might respond out of kind of a passive aggressive way, being like, oh, is this person going to ask for a refund as well? And you might be thinking to yourself, Brian, this is a silly example. There's no way that I do these things. Just think about it. Think about it next time you're interacting with a potential customer or client. Are you projecting past experiences into your present situation? Because let's face it, nobody wants that. Nobody wants to be judged or to have to pay for results or burns that someone has experienced in the past that are not related to them. And I brought up relationships. I mean, to me, this is the funny thing about entrepreneurship is if you want to know how to treat, how to communicate with your customers and clients, just ask yourself, would I like if my husband or wife treated me like this? Just ask yourself that question. Would I like if my wife, husband, girlfriend, boyfriend, partner, whatever it is, would I like if they treated me like this? And so before you hit send on that email, think to yourself, what do I wish my wife emailed me with? What do I wish the tone was in this email? That's what you want to encapsulate in the way that you interact with your customers and clients. And of course, none of us want our wives, our husbands, our boyfriends, our girlfriends to project past experiences onto us. Things that we weren't even there for. So it's so important for us as entrepreneurs. We're going to get burned. We're not going to get paid on time. We're going to have bad contracts. We're going to have projects that go way over timeline. We're going to have customers who do shady things to us. We're going to have someone who I once had somebody go through and buy every single product that they could find, all the order forms on my website. I still don't know to this day why they were doing it. And then they, within literally 5 minutes, they asked for a refund of all the products that they bought, literally thousands of dollars. And I was like, this is really weird. So I just refunded the money. Didn't think about it since. That's why it just popped up into my head. I haven't thought about that in a long time. But I didn't let that experience make me hypercritical of my next few customers. I let it go. It's a really, really powerful trait that we can exhibit as people and as entrepreneurs. And it's so important for your business's health, particularly a lot of these concepts, particularly when it comes to sales and client and customer retention. It's so important how you deal with people, how you communicate with them, how you treat them during your sales and retention processes. That is what's going to ultimately dictate the success or failure of your business. So my invitation to you today as a person and as an entrepreneur is don't project past experiences into present situations. Always ask yourself, why am I treating this person like this? Am I going into it with a clean slate because I've never dealt with this person before? Or am I a little bit scarred from past experiences? Hopefully, your answer is the first. Hopefully, your answer is you're going into it with a clean slate because it's a new person who you've never dealt with before. So, super simple concept today. I try to always bring you this simple concept because I promise you that business and entrepreneurship are simple. They're not rocket science. That's why people who are far less intelligent, who are far less brilliant, who are far less likable than you are, have succeeded. So whatever skill set you've got, whatever intelligence level you've got more than enough to make it as an entrepreneur. As long as you work on these good habits, you treat people with love and respect and communication, and you treat them how you would want to be treated, then you can succeed as an entrepreneur. That's it from me today. We've got all new episodes, as always, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.